Long ago, on the fields of battle, in the year
2022,
two men met to decide once and for all what the most metal things in the universe are. But there can be only one. What's more metal? With Dan Weber, Noriko Art, and M. Brand.
Doing a couple. Hey everybody, welcome to What's More Metal, the only podcast for two badass dick kicking comedians. Pick right. The most metal shit in the universe.
That's dick kicking.
Dick kicking. I realized that was the one I left off of my thing. Anyway, dick kicking comedians. Pick them over this way. You just fucked up my whole thing. I blame you. You know, honestly. Was it my lack of missing a thing? Over this way is the arcing red lightsaber to my freshly basted pot roast. Comedian Dan Weber.
I do not get that reference at all.
What are you talking about? I have a perfectly basted pot roast.
And I'm a lightsaber.
Yes.
Fair.
What do you think it means?
I literally have no idea.
I'm going to cut a slice of this pot roast off.
Oh, a
for
very,
my good friend Dan.
A very thin slice using me as the lightsaber?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to cook it with a lightsaber.
It would burn it, though.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you mean the cutting it with?
Yeah, the lightsaber would burn it.
Just because it's a...
It's a fucking...
It's a beam of plasma?
It's a beam of plasma. You can't just freshly slice meat.
About? If you do it real quick...
Yeah, no.
You don't want to carterize it?
No.
Look, here's my plan. I cook the pot roast at 300 degrees for 4.5 hours.
All right.
Then I use you, in this case, a sputtering red plasma beam.
A bitter lightsaber.
Yes. And I just...
That only works whenever it feels
and
like
I just,
it.
And I just vroomf off a fucking, you know, some ends there.
A thin slice of...
For some pot
roast.
Thin
slice of roast beef heaven.
Yeah. And then it's a little charred at the ends.
In the middle.
It tastes like a road flare. I feel like that made sense.
Randy, I don't see a problem.
Yeah, Randy, yeah, did you get that pot roast and lightsaber thing?
I was right there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
No, you fucking didn't. Shut the fuck
did
up.
Did you not? Was that like too far of a... You're like, why would they have pot roasts in a galaxy far, far away? Doesn't make sense.
They have
Tauntaun.
They don't have pigs.
Yeah, when he cut open the Tauntaun, it's not like he pulled out a bunch of like perfectly cooked haggis. It takes a minute to get through. Whatever. Look, fuck y'all.
I said I was right there
with
you.
I'm comedian Noriko Watt. Right over this way. That voice you're hearing is the third shot of tequila before you fucking ace this driving test. Super producer Randy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. DJ BJ, Wizard of Wax, Audio Lothario, he who waits under your bed
at night
and goes, shh.
He whispers to your children in their sleep.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. I've been known.
The Boom Boom Baba Duke. Look, it's going to be a real loose one, I think.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting that feeling
sorry,
already.
I made it a lot further through my fucking...
For your
BFC of beer.
Through my time capsule of beer. This is a huge can.
And it's also a microbrew, so you know it's not very weak.
This was 4.8,
Jesus.
According to the label.
Yeah, you're gonna have a buzz.
That's
on.
Not crazy. That's like
that's a normal beer.
Yeah, is it 4.8? Yeah. I thought
5 is usually the.
I think 4.3 is a Budweiser.
Okay,
I might be wrong. I might be 3.5.
I will say though, if
look
I drank
Randy,
a can that big, of Budweiser.
I don't want to sound like an idiot.
If I drank a can that big of Budweiser, by the end of it, I'd be pretty buzzed.
Yeah. If you guys can't see it, it's basically a catalytic converter size beer. It's
it's a little bit bigger than a Foster's oil can.
A Bud is 5.
A Bud is 5?
Uh-huh.
It's okay, so it's less than a Bud.
What the fuck? Really? Yeah.
Uh-huh. But this one's got a real nice yeasty flavor to it. I really like it. Shout out Oregon City Brewing.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, give me this fucking black can of badassness. Anyway, coming to you live, everybody, from God is Dead Studios, home of the Screaming Into the Void sound.
Hell yeah.
actually, this is Robot Studios.
Robot Pirate.
Robot Pirate Studios, everybody. With the, yep.
With the completely original robot.
Yes. Uh-huh. The Steamboat Willie version of Bender. Yeah. Don't come at us, Matt Groening. But yeah, so yeah, this is What's More Metal, everybody. We're gonna add this podcast where Dan and I pick the most metal shit in the universe one topic at a time.
Yep.
This week we're gonna be doing Most Metal Vanity License Plate.
Yeah.
Worldwide.
Worldwide. Uh-huh.
But before we get into that, Dan, how was your week? What'd you do?
It was pretty chill. I did do so. I bought toothpaste from grocery outlet. Mm-hmm. And this is a warning to anybody who wants to do that. Don't okay. fucking do that.
Don't do the gross out.
Don't do gross out for anything that's like toothpaste.
Yeah.
Because the toothpaste I got, it just was like, it was called winter. It had a wintergreen mint.
Sure.
So I got it. And then the first time I used it, it was the color and like the opacity of a snowman's jizz. Like it was light pearlescent blue.
Okay.
With small, like white.
Yeah.
Flakes in it.
Yeah, I know what snowman jizz looks
yeah.
like.
It had a licorice taste to it.
No, that's not wintergreen.
And it actually said on the box, which really gave me pause, it has smart foam. And I don't know what that is, but I do know it tastes fucking awful.
I know. All I know about a smart foam is it costs $80 a month. Smart foam.
Smart
sells your teeth data.
So here's the thing: it was Colgate, but it was essentially like I was brushing my teeth with some of that shit from Tom's from Maine.
Yeah, yeah.
Though I will say that if anybody out there is a fan of Tom's of Maine, you're wrong. And that company should burn to the ground. Right. Like, what the fuck? Shit is fucking foul.
By the way, Tom's of Maine used to be like a natural product thing, and they got bought out by like fucking what's the fucking company? Unilever. So they like now they're just made out of trash and by slaves, just like everything else we consume.
Yeah, except cool. They give it a terrible taste too. Right.
That is the cool thing about gross out is that it's like a lot of stuff is just like, oh yeah, it's just whatever.
Yeah.
Meat, vegetables,
yeah.
Milk, whatever. Yeah. But 90% of that store is just like, well, this didn't sell somewhere else.
Yeah.
So you get stuff like, you're all like, ah, beef flavored toothpaste. That's pretty nice.
That's weird.
It's like I'm brushing my dinner out with dinner.
Captain Crunch's Oops All Bees.
Yeah. Oh, the angry box. Look for the angry box.
The one that's humming in the corner. Yeah.
Honey bunches of, oh my God.
I do like gross out for a lot of things.
Yeah, I do too.
Especially like frankly, if you're vegan or vegetarian, you should not shop anywhere else.
Yeah.
Because they'll sell things at gross out that I, for like half of what they cost anywhere else.
Yeah.
And it's a frozen thing. So it lasts for fucking ever. It's not going bad.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've bought a lot of vegan stuff there.
Yeah.
But fuck yeah. Man.
The mochi they have there is really good too.
Yeah.
It's fun. Like, I used to live next to a gross out and I used to love, but the only thing I hated was like, there's just stuff that you want sometimes. There's some staples
it's
for
not
your household.
Fucking there.
And it's like, a 1 in 10 chance it's going to be my like soda water. I need soda water, right?
Yeah.
LaCroix, not in the house. Like I have to get like, you know, La Agua or whatever. Yeah. Like some, and you're all like, you're like, it's soda water without all those pesky bubbles. And you're like, that's water. You're selling water in a can of water.
Yeah. Yeah. You they know. They do.
And it's beef flavored. Why is it beef flavored? Always.
Just broth.
Yeah, it's can of bees.
I was going to say, this is something that's a harbinger of doom for any company, right? Sure. If you work at a company where you get snacks, mm-hmm. and when you start there, the snacks are like LaCroix, soda water,
right.
Name brand sodas,
sure.
Good, tasty snacks. And then slowly over time, they start buying cheaper and cheaper shit.
Yeah.
Once that starts happening, you know that company is going under.
Time to update your LinkedIn.
Yeah. Because it's the company that I'm contracting for right now, it was LaCroix. Now it's Bubbly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm out in like a month. I'm like, this place ain't going to last 6 more months after I leave. Thought
when you were like a harbinger of doom, I was like, I'm like, when a company starts hosting an open mic.
when a bar starts hosting an open mic to drum up business.
Yeah, you're all like, oh, fuck.
They're going out.
Oh, no. You guys are.
They are going out like that. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Fuck.
I always said that like an open mic's just like it's the bleeding before a cancer diagnosis. You're like, oh, you don't know what's going down. But yeah, you're not. It's not looking good.
If your plan is to bring in a bunch of broke comedians and in a hope to that they'll buy anything at all, you're fucking crazy.
Surely they'll buy enough soda water to fucking keep us afloat. I don't know. I didn't have much happen. I want to give a quick shout out to listeners Nathan and Ricky.
Yeah,
nice.
Big fans, longtime fans. They've come to I think every single Cool Kids I did last summer, too, which was super sick. So really rad, and I want to give them a shout-out. I guess you ran into them?
Yeah, they approached me in High Note on Thursday after the show was over. They came up, and they're like, are you, is your name Randy? I'm like, yeah. Are you the same Randy from What's More Metal? Yeah. Oh, my God, we love your show. I was like, that fucking,
that's sick.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. They heard your absolutely unlistentable laugh.
Correct.
And they were like, hello.
they heard you and they're like, that's got to be Randy.
There's this guy laughing at nothing funny at all over here. That's
gotta be him. One of the weirdest times that I was recognized for the podcast was when I was in an elevator at the U.S. Bank Tower downtown.
Uh-huh.
And it was just going up and this one guy was like, what do you think the most metal elevator is?
It's sick.
And I'm like, the one I'm on. 100%.
Great.
But
answer.
I don't know. But he didn't hear me talk. I don't know how he knew who he was.
Anyone with the brakes failed.
That elevator that Satan was in that M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Anyone tended to by Dennis Hopper.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So any one of those where they have a sliding metal grate and then also the old school like dial.
Yeah.
Of it, that's pretty fucking metal also. Well, oh, then also the brakes fail.
And also, and one that you can literally fall out of when it's operating.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ooh, one of the glass ones, but then the glass breaks, and then it falls out a little bit, and then John McClane's in trouble.
That's a great one, too.
Look at us go. Boy, we're pretty good at this.
Yeah. Who knows? We've been doing it for... I was trying to figure out how long we've been doing this podcast.
It was Halloween of 2017.
2017, yeah.
Jesus, so 7 years.
7 years.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. 7 years in October.
And that's why it's the best-selling podcast
in this room right now. The most popular podcast in this room today.
In this room
the number
right
one
now.
Podcast that I fuck to.
Yeah, we did fucking... We got rid of that catchphrase.
Oh, yeah. Most metal podcast to fuck to.
Yeah. Number one.
Number one podcast to fuck to.
Mm-hmm.
By
Fuckcast Magazine.
Dad Fuckers Magazine.
Dad Fuckers Magazine.
We would just
thanks for plugging my magazine.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that bit.
By DILF Magazine.
We're up to a tens of in our circulation. DILFs. Just guys. Just dudes in utility belts and like leather belts.
And
what's up?
Their gut is hanging over the fucking buckle of the utility belt.
Just an old man doing dishes. DILFs. The only thing that happened to me like last week was a buddy of mine, Jeff Tate, took me out. Like his buddy, Robert Ellis, he was a musician. And then Tate's like, hey, my buddy, he's a musician. He's coming to town. Well, you want to come? We'll just hang out or whatever. And I'm like, all right, sure. Let's go do it, you know? And then and he's like, it's country. I'm like, fuck. Shit. No, but I was like, it's going to be fun, whatever.
Yeah.
And And it was. It was a really cool time. We were hanging out back with the dude Robert and this guy Mike, who was opening for him. They're both like really like, you know, the dude Rob. I would say the dude Robert Ellis is like crazy talented. Like the like he was playing piano and shit and singing. And he had all these, and it was the kind of piano playing where it's like, I'm pretty sure this guy's hitting just any random chords back to back. Like it just, it sounded like it was very jazzy in the, and like, so it was really technical shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was not for me, but the guy was like super nice and, let me touch his guitar, which is above and beyond, frankly, for a guy's like, hey, like, want to touch my clearly more than you can afford guitar? I'm like, you bet. Here's how you play. Here's how you play some Def Leppard on this bad girl. All right. So let me like fuck around. Like, it was funny to start playing something and have a guy go and then walk away, which is fun. That's always a nice, you're like,
it was Sweet Child of Mine, right?
Yeah, for sure.
It's Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, I was like, hold, after my third, hold up, wait. Hold up. There we go. Boopy, boop, boop, squid. But, so that was, anyways, it was fun. The end. I guess there's no real story there other than it was just like, I do like when I can to like, if somebody's going to invite me to a thing and to keep my mind open and be like, there's going to be some shit here for me. This is going to be fun. And it was actually a really good time. And actually I shout out to the door guy of that place. He recognized me, for stand up and stuff. And like, after I mentioned, Jeff Tate's name. I was like, oh, I'm here with Jeff Tate. He goes, comedian Jeff Tate? You're like, oh, I think I've heard of you too. And then I'm like, oh, okay. But yeah, so that was fun. So that was something I did, and it counts. Oh wait, we went and saw a movie too.
We did.
Yes,
we went and we saw Deep Cover. Was that what it was?
No, I didn't see Deep Cover. It was the...
What did we see?
It was Galaxy Quest.
We saw Galaxy Quest, that's right.
Classic mix-up.
Yeah, the two are very similar.
90s gang movie and 90s comedic sci-fi. But that was fun, too. That was us to take.
I fucking love going to see that. I love that movie.
Actually, that movie was really funny. I love that movie. Very...
Galaxy Quest?
Yeah.
It fucking rules.
I totally forgot, and... I was like, oh, I saw this, and it was good. And then I watched it. I was like, this is actually legitimately really
fucking funny. It's fantastic. Yeah,
it's a fucking great movie.
Yeah, I.
Yeah, even though the main star of it is a complete dickhole of
and
a human being,
always has been. Yeah.
Yeah, a complete asshole. Still a great fucking movie.
I think.
And
being...
Captain Kirk would not. I mean, William Shatner. Truly not a whole lot better.
Right.
That's
He's
true.
Like total dick.
Oh, but... no, yeah. Shatner's a piece of shit, too. But I think being a narc should fucking absolutely, you know, disqualify you from being like anybody pays attention to or looks up to. You know what I'm saying? I think it should go like sexual harasser, narc, pedophile. I think that's the... No,
that's funny,
but
the order.
I put pedophile third. You know, this is the order you of know, how bad it is.
I mean, you know...
sexual harasser is worse. I don't know. In no order, but I just mean like, it should be up there, I think. Being a narc is like, you're like, oh, this guy rolled over on a drug charge? Fuck you, pussy.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah. What if that other guy who was supplying you, your plug, was way funnier than you? Like, what if that guy had a really great sitcom?
You should set the bar higher.
What if he had a really...
Because that guy is not funny at all. Yeah. The guy from Tool Time, fuck that dude.
But that was a hit sitcom.
So was Two and a Half Men.
But what if his scarf, the Scarface that was supplying him, had a really cool edgy elf idea that just never got the time of day because he's doing fucking 5 to 10 in San Quentin because of his fucking bitch ass
piece of shit.
I agree.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, this is gonna be a real loose one. Again, I'm deep in my fucking
deep in his cups.
I'm deep in my urn of beer here. It's a big old girl. Anyway, guys, this is What's More Metal. We're doing a Most Metal Vanity Plate, and to decide who gets to go first in Most Metal. Am I skipping anything?
Did you? Do we have an ad?
Oh, we do have an ad.
We do have an ad.
Oh wow. Holy shit.
Yeah. Fuck. All right, I'm skipping all over. All right, here we go. Guys, we do have an ad where our sales crew, hard at work, blah, 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 blah. Here's the, you all know the horseshit. Here's the copy they gave me to read. You've heard of Lime scooters and Bird scooters, but if you're intoxicated, it's still technically illegal to drive them home. But it's not illegal to walk home. That's why we've invented Lime stilts. Yes. With Lime stilts, you can walk home and in style and in half the time. Just go to a Lime stilts kiosk near you, swipe your card, and soon you'll be wobbling home with saucy speed and efficiency. Each stilt is over 10 feet tall, making your walk of shame take half the time. No helmet necessary. Wobble your way home to safety. And ladies love tall guys. Talk about sexy. Ladies, my eyes are up here. Lime stilts. Get them before they fall out of style. So I want to think lime stilts.
That is $1 million.
I think it's a very good idea. Thank God I forgot where I was and almost didn't read that. So, guys, this is what's going on. We need a most metal vanity plate and decide who gets to go first. And most metal vanity plate, we're going to do the most metal thing possible and roll 20-sided die to see who gets to go first. I got a 12.
I got a 15.
Why do I bother rolling?
You've won way more often
I
than
think
I have.
I've literally never won this thing.
You're wrong.
I think in 4,000 episodes.
However many we've done in 7 years.
I've won only when you've dropped the die on the floor or Randy touched it before it came to a stop. That's the only time I've ever. It's horseshit.
I don't think you're right.
Fuck this.
I don't think you're right. So I'm trying to figure out. I've got a few here.
I have a feeling we have a ton and we're gonna have to go through a few of them back to back. But yeah. But we're gonna start with our runners up, our second favorite. Uh-huh. Give our first favorite.
Yeah, and then we'll do some
rapid fires.
I'm gonna say the fucking genius that made his personalized license plate say Ed Gein. What a fucking loot. That's my runner up. Like Ed Gein. That's fucking insane.
That is insane.
That was on my list and it's so dope. Yeah. I was just like, boom, look him up. That's me.
You like peanut butter? And if you know about Ed Gein, that's going to be way grosser.
Wait, was that Ed Gein or Albert Fish?
Oh, that was Albert Fish.
Albert Fish has a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, fun in quotes.
A lot of fun stuff with that Edward Fish. Albert Fish. I meant to look it up too so I wouldn't be confused, and I forgot. So I often confuse the two of them.
Yeah, Ed Gein is the guy that made people into lampshade.
There we go. Gein was the lampshade guy.
Albert Fish is the peanut butter guy.
Yeah,
amongst lemonade and peanut butter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lemonade and peanut butter.
Oh, God. Was that, I'm going to fucking which one was puke. Which?
Oh, Uncle Albert Fish was the one that that Derek Sheen, a comedian Derek Sheen from Seattle, his buddy called the mental hospital that Albert Fish was in and lied and said Derek was like his nephew. And so on his birthday when he was like 16 or something, 13, 16, something like that, Albert Fish called him and left a voice message and was like, "It's your Uncle Albert. How's it going, little Derek?" Or whatever. I assume he sounds like a clown in the sewer. And like, it's just fuck. And he had a signed thing on his wall. It's like a note like, "Dear Derek, thanks for all of your nice letters, blah, 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 your Uncle Albert," or whatever. Like, and it's like Albert Fish.
Oh my God.
It's fucking crazy. Yeah, that dude's lived 17 weird lives. He's fucking awesome. And yeah, he's so funny. So definitely look him up.
Yeah, Derek Sheen is fucking...
Derek Sheen's very funny.
Very. He's next level. He's a fucking incredible comedian. And just a really rad dude.
Yeah, and a universally slept on comic. Like,
absolutely.
He's just,
it's upsetting that people don't know more about
him. Look up... like, he's got 17 albums. They're all fire. Like, absolutely fucking look him up. It's great. But that's a great... Ed Gein... is such a funny license plate. Yeah,
that's fucking awesome.
You might as well just write "pull me over" or something. Like, hey, check my trunk.
It'd be baller if he was also a serial killer.
That would be cool.
Yeah. And he's like, "Yeah, man, I got a fucking body in my trunk right now. What you gonna do?"
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're just like, well. No guy, you know, no cop's gonna be like, well, that's, I guess I don't need to check Ed Gein's trunk. okay, that's a great one. Again, you know, I got so many. I think my most metal, my runner up for most metal, is the genius who has a. I believe it's a California plate, and it just says ET4LLIC, and then on either side he has an M and an A drew on, so it just says Metallica on his license plate, which is, and he put the lightning bolt M and A too, so it's like,
it looks like the Metallica.
It's so that's so funny.
It's fucking good.
That's so really fucking good. Hysterical.
That's great.
So the Metallica license plate, and actually, if I had that car, I would put in parentheses underneath it, the first four albums. Just be like, there you go. But to me, it's just really fucking funny. And also the four for the A is great.
Yeah.
Because some other guy actually has it spelled out probably right. But anyway, I think that's dope. Damn.
So my most metal personalized license plate is one that I honestly, like, when I saw it, I was like, oh man, I would put this on my car if I could. It is IH8EVRY1 or I hate everyone. That is fucking fire.
That rocks.
That's so fucking
good. That just lets you know what's up.
Yeah. Like, that's how I feel.
You're like, I'll cut off the next car. This guy's already aiming a pistol at me. That rocks. That guy's a pile of fucking traffic bricks ready to go. I hate everyone is a fucking fantastic. The concept of a vanity plate's pretty fun too, like, because you just get to it's a bumper sticker you pay for, and I think that's instead of stealing from a gift shop, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, my number one, so I'm going to throw this one out there, but this isn't my choice, but this is what I think the best license plate ever would be PRESKLR or Prez Killer. That's just me. I just think that would be a really cool license plate. So far, nobody's done it, for all I know. So that's not my choice. But my choice is a license plate. I also believe it was a California plate. It was somebody who wrote, J is Lord. But it's all one word. So it says, Jizz Lord. Nice.
Hell yeah.
That rocks.
That's rocks.
That rocks so fucking hard. You're a jizz lord? A jizz lord?
No, J is Lord. J is, I meant Jesus.
That's such a classic Christian thing. You're just so wholesome. You have no idea what stuff is.
That's so great.
You're homeschooled like perpetually. Jizz Lord?
Jizz Lord.
Calling yourself a jizz lord is something special too.
Yeah.
Quite the jizz lord. If you will.
you should,
a real cum king.
You remember that song?
Skeet Squire.
You remember that song Space Lord by Monster Magnet?
Yeah. Space Lord, motherfucker.
just change space with jizz. And that could be
jizz
your whole thing.
Jizz Lord, mother.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to hear now.
Yeah.
When I run into the Jizz Lord car.
Jizz Lord car, yeah.
Jizz Lord. So those are our choices, guys, for most metal. Vanity plate. I chose Jizz Lord. Dan chose I Hate Everyone.
Yes.
Which also fucking rips.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you did one that you were that you wanted to get.
Yes, yes.
I have one that I would like to get.
Okay.
It's ILVS810 or I Love Satan. That's
nice.
I've always wanted to get that. I don't know if they'd catch it.
Yeah.
So,
I don't think they'd care. They'd be like, yeah, you can love Satan all you want. Just don't say titties or whatever. there's a couple. These are a couple that I didn't see, but I thought would be good. J-I-L-O-T-N-E, guillotine.
Mm.
B-S-S-Y-M-A-N, Bussy Man.
Bussy Man.
A $$ P-L-O-D-R, Assploder.
Yeah. There's one other one that I saw that I liked.
Yeah.
It's from Wisconsin. It's a handicap license plate. And it's T-I-M-M-A-A or Timmy. That's fucking awesome.
That rips.
And then it ends with a fucking wheelchair.
Yeah,
that one has a wheelchair at the end of it. Fucking fantastic.
That does rock. Let's go back to Bussy Man for a second. No, fine.
All right.
Oh, we could.
The Timma one was fucking, that's fucking great. This is one I saw that I thought was fucking fantastic. V-L-A-D-T-H-E, Vlad the, and then they had an Impala.
That's fantastic.
So it's Vlad the Impala.
I did like that one,
which is fucking fire.
Yeah.
Do you have any more?
There's one more, but it'd be hard to explain.
Okay.
I
just had I had a couple more I was going to fire. Two
just,
more.
Just do it up.
P-O-W-R-B-T-T-M, Power Bottom.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck yeah. And then my other favorite that I really liked, B-L-K-C-U-L-A or Blackula.
Yeah.
So there's a Blackula plate.
That's
which
awesome.
Is
fuck
also
yeah.
fire. So anyway, if you... By the way, I found out some states 6-letter vanity plate, other states 7 or 8.
Okay.
I think it depends probably on the population of the state. Yeah. I'm guessing California or New York, you probably get like an 8-letter plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and then in Utah, you get a 3-letter plate. And it has to say God.
No, it just has to have the number of kids that you've had.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because you need the 3 digits.
Yeah.
Fucking. Yeah. Anyway. So those have been our choices for Most Metal Vanity Plate. Guys, if we missed one or you could think of a better one, fucking send them in to whatsmoremetalpodcast@gmail.com or at our Instagram at whatsmoremetal on Instagram and or to just Randall Lawrence. Fuck him. Flood his license.
whatsmoremetalpodcast@gmail.com or randall@robotpiratemedia.com.
Oh.
Robot Pirate.
Gang, and that's going to bring us to the Ride the Lightning Round.
Ride the Lightning Round.
Echo. Guys, this is the Ride the Lightning Round.
The Ride the Lightning Round.
This is the part of the show where I lose the ability to speak. No, this is part of the show where producer Randy goes online, checks out some of your suggestions for topics that we have not covered yet. Dan and I, with no prior... knowledge will just pull from the holster, just right from the hip, our choices with no research at all. Not the weeks, months, years of research we do for each one of these episodes. We're going right from the hip. We're gonna see how it goes. So, producer Randy, what do we got?
We're gonna go back to listener Shannon's topics for this one.
Nice.
Thank you, listener Shannon.
Let's go. I don't think we've done this one. Type of door to door sales.
Wow. My God. Well, okay.
I'm going to say cocaine.
What? That rocks.
There's
snowman.
No way.
Yeah. Snowman here. Hello? Crack. I don't know how that's probably gonna be obnoxious, and good luck fucking minimizing that, but I thought it sounded like a good knock.
That's better.
Oh, is that
you
better?
You can also just knock on the door over here. There you go.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. No, I think I'm gonna rather punch this mic and have you fucking deal with it and fucking
No, I mean, the first thing that came to mind was cocaine.
Yeah,
that's
pretty great.
Or heroin.
Oh, you don't know why. You know why? Because it's delicious.
I've only done a tiny bit of cocaine one time.
You know what's fucked up? Okay, this is gonna be fucking, I don't know why I'm even saying it. But when I was growing up, it was all like, you know, was like, you know, in high school or whatever. Yeah. It was always, girls loved Coke. And oh, yeah. So in my mind, it was just a girl's drug to do Coke. Oh, okay. And so it's weird that like being a misogynist as a, like as a teenager was like, oh, that kept me away from that or whatever. Like, oh, that's for girls. No, no, thank you. What are you, a sissy? Get away from me. I wasn't.
Real men use meth.
Yeah. Sorry. I'll be over here.
Without teeth.
Yeah. I'll be over here crying. And lifting, not lifting weights. So that's not me at all.
I'll be in here, over here, cleaning my bathroom for the 18th time tonight.
No, but I mean, not a misogynist, but being like a shitty,
dude,
young dude. Yeah. I was just like, oh, that's what a bunch of gals go do in the bathroom, yeah. And what one lucky dude who bangs all those gals sells. Yeah. But yeah, like it's that'd never been my thing. But I do like the idea of door to door coke sales. Wait, I've never heard of that, by the way.
I was just fucking around.
Yeah, I know that, but it's fucking funny.
I mean,
I've heard
it
of
it is a delivery service.
I've
like,
heard of
sure.
ice cream men who fucking dabble for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah,
you know, didn't you have an ice cream man in Chicago that was just going around like it was like 2 a.m. The ice cream truck's just going through. You're like, that's probably wholesome.
Oh, I mean, there were, during the summer, there were a couple of times where I heard an ice cream truck, like, stumbling home from a bar at 3 a.m, and I'm like.
And he can't turn what? The sound off?
Yeah. What? No, I was stumbling home.
Oh, okay.
And I heard an ice cream truck, and I remember thinking, like, man, I'd really like to get some ice cream right now.
Yeah.
But also, what the fuck is this thing doing out?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, there's no non-nefarious reason for an ice cream truck to be tooling around a neighborhood
yeah.
at 3 a.m.
You yeah. just stumbled into Twisted Metal is all that happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fuck, I could have gone to the
Twisted. Yeah. Most metal door-to-door sales. There is something metal in being a door-to-door Mormon. And I will say in that it's so unlikely.
Yeah.
It's so unlikely.
To ever happen.
So he's like, oh, thank God you're here. And it's not for something sexual. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, they're like, cool, hold this lube and just spray it when I say. It's like, there's almost no, that's, I would bet, and Mormons, like, they send their people, their behelmeted little fucking homeschool kids all over the earth, thousands mm-hmm. of them, all over to yeah. every country. I would say that the amount of people, like, I would say maybe 2 people
yeah.
have ever been like, oh, you make a good point. Like,
yeah.
I would have to say most people go, what the fuck? Why are you bothering me? I was jerking off.
Yeah. I mean, they occasionally have to get lucky just showing up at somebody's door at the worst moment of their lives.
Yeah. Yeah
and they're
yeah.
just like, you know, what have I got to lose? Fuck it.
I love that that's lucky. You're like, some guy literally pulls a wet gun barrel out of their mouth and they're like, well, I guess something. Right? Yeah. Sure. What's this? Golden plates? Why not?
Fucking why not?
You know, you're not going to believe this, but I'm pretty perceptive right now. Receptive.
To whatever you're saying.
To any kind of hope. Yeah. Going to have you, you know what I mean? But that is, yeah, that's, there's something metal about how fucking stupid that is.
Oh, yeah.
That makes that. Selling God door to door is pretty fucking funny.
That is very funny.
And so, it's so dumb.
Yeah.
But I would love to see the numbers, because the numbers have got to be so fucking small.
Oh, yeah.
That it's hysterical.
I never really thought about it, but you've got to be right. There yeah. can't be. They go to places where, like,
at least here.
Like, they're Mormon missionaries wandering around Portland.
Yeah.
And it's like, do you honestly think that the hit rate here has to be so fucking low.
They're like, hey, we have drugs. Like, we can just have them and do them. Yeah. If I want to see God, I can dial that fucker up right now through my nostril.
But look at me. We got polyamory, son. Get the fuck out of here.
I have some Narcan here in case I see God. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to keep that fucker at bay. Get out of here. They're the only, I would say Mormons are the only people in Portland biking with helmets on.
That is not inaccurate, for sure.
That's how you can spot a Mormon. You're like, oh, they have the helmets. Pussies. Why are you wearing a helmet if you believe in God? Get out of here.
Dude, every time, so.
You don't want to meet this guy?
Every time I see a fucking middle-aged dude riding a BMX bike, I'm always like, that's a DUI for sure. Like, you can't drive legally for a little while.
That's so funny. Yeah, to me, that's pretty funny. I mean,
I'm trying to think. What other thing? What other?
Life insurance.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of funny. You're like, hey, you guys thinking about dying or? You wanna? Hey, I know you're having a nice, you're just watching soaps or whatever, but have you thought about your whole family? What if you died and everybody in your whole family suffered endlessly?
Have you thought about mortality?
Hey, your son's cute. Was he six? You ever think about how he's going to bury you?
And what's he going to, how much money is he going to do? What's he going to have to spend?
Yeah, wow. Gonna have to clear out his whole fucking college fund just
his piggy bank
push to your fucking cold fat ass in the ground.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
You got knives.
By the way, I think I have a. I should get this job. I think I have a good angle on that.
I think it would be hilarious if there was a door-to-door gun salesman.
That would hell be great. Yeah. You, the guy answers and you have it in their face. Hey, you think about buying a gun? Gotcha, motherfucker! Don't ever get caught off guard again. What if you were the one holding the gun? You ever think about something like that? Hi, I'm Steve. So nice to meet you. No, I won't put it away. How's it going?
I did know a guy. I did know
a guy. Say your prayers, motherfucker!
I did know a guy who I briefly did door-to-door, like, it's not sales, but it's begging for a nonprofit.
Oh,
there's another term for it, but canvassing. You know, canvassing.
Yeah,
yeah. I prefer begging for a nonprofit, but canvassing. Yeah, yeah. So I briefly in Seattle, I worked with Peaceworks, and they had one guy that made almost all of their money, and they made that guy take me with him once to like see what he was doing, and. So he had like, he was slightly disabled, and then he had kind of like a palsied hand and couldn't, and like a foot, and like his leg didn't work super great. So how he would get money is people would open the door and say something, and then they'd try to shut the door, and he'd just stick his hand in the door, and they couldn't shut the door, and he just wouldn't leave until they gave him money. And he made so much fucking money that way.
Oh, my God.
It was unreal. And then we got back to the office. They're like, did he show you a lot of tricks? And he's like, he's the only one that can do this. Like, yeah, no one else can fucking do this, dude.
You're a fully abled person.
Yeah. I mean,
so he slammed a door in your hand. You'd be like, yeah, fuck, that's what you get, idiot. But if you slammed your hand on like a palsied hand, you'd be like, oh, all right.
I got to give you
something.
Well,
if I don't, I burn eternally, I guess.
It was honestly, Jesus, like I had.
That's so
I had such a hard time because I had to stand behind him and look serious or whatever. And I was dying inside. It was so fucking funny to me.
That's so
the look
hysterical
on these people. We were walking through rich neighborhoods in Seattle, like fucking loaded. And like. It would happen, and the look on their face was just fucking priceless. The people, like what housewives, would just like they'd almost break down into tears, or they'd just be like, "Oh my god, ah!" And then I would just in
so
the back
stick his hand in the door. Would they slam the door in his hand?
No, I mean they would try to shut it. And he just wouldn't let them.
And then he would just sit there and keep talking. Like,
yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. He never stopped.
I think it is, we should fully, as a society, make the link between sales and psychopathy. Because it's absolutely a one-to-one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's fully something that's like, I don't really care how other people feel or how I make them feel. I just do until they do as I want or whatever. You're like, yeah, that's not great.
That's not
man.
Great.
That's probably why our whole society built on capitalism is going not fantastic, honestly, yeah. Is that it rewards y'all. It's yeah. not good.
Yeah, believe it or not, I didn't do well as a dancer. I tried it one other time in Eugene, and I ended up getting into a shoving match with an old man in his front yard.
Excellent.
Because he had a no solicitation sign
uh-huh.
on his door,
uh-huh.
right? But it was behind bushes. So you couldn't fucking see. Even when I was next to it, he had to move the shrub away to show it to me. And he's like, what the fuck? I got a no solicitation sign. I'm like, no, you don't. I don't see anything. And he's like, it's right here, motherfucker. And I'm like, you want somebody not to come up here? Don't fucking hide it, you dumb son of a bitch. And then he like, and then he was like, fuck you, kid. And we started yelling at one another and just wandered into his front yard.
Do you want to donate or not?
And then he shoved me. And I was like, oh, yeah, fuck you, old man. And I shoved him into his bushes. And then the fucking trainer drove by and was like, hey man, get in the car. Let's go cool off a bit. So I almost got into a fight with a fucking 65-year-old
man. Beat an old man with his own cane.
Yeah, I was like 21, 22, something like that.
I wouldn't take that shit either. I fucking
yeah, I was fucking furious.
All right, I got no scissors. I'm like, oh yeah. Yeah, but so people with X-ray vision can find out if you fucking want this.
Yeah,
like, fucking
fuck dick. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's dead now, but
yeah, like, thank God.
Why don't you hobble your old gray ass out here and trim these hedges, you fucking dumb bitch.
Yeah.
Storm these like you did the beaches of Normandy, you old fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I have a fucking, fuck people, dude. I have the worst problem with that shit where I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
When somebody's rude to you, I'm like, I don't care that mm-hmm. I'm the face of some company. I'm like, when they're like, I'll get you fired, I'm like, great. Fucking, oh no. Then I can barely scrape by. Ugh. You're really ruining my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, good times. But anyway, thank you, listener Shannon.
Yeah.
I hope we shed a light on that one.
Yeah. I don't think we actually talked about an actual product.
No, I mentioned life insurance.
Ah, that's the one. That is one. That's a real
and
one.
And Mormon.
And Mormon. Yeah.
So,
there's knives.
Knives.
There's steaks.
Oh, you know, I always liked vacuum cleaners because they would dump a bunch of shit on your carpet and then hope the vacuum worked.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fucking sick. I think that's pretty dope. Rodney Dangerfield sold vinyl siding, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That's fucking crazy.
It's fucking, yeah, you just go to the, hey, what, oh, boy. Yeah, never mind. I was going to go to a place with money. Yeah. Yeah. You people can't even pay attention. So that's actually a Roddy Dayfield show.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, shit like that. How fucking great. Bug-eyed old man rolls up to the front door. Ooh. Boy, this house, the only thing getting wet in here is your outsides, you know what I'm saying? dry dicks. Anyway, stupid. All right, guys, that's been the episode. Thank you so much. Right?
Yeah. Also, the movie, Friday. That's what we saw.
We did go see
Friday.
Yeah. Okay, that makes more sense.
We also Galaxy went... Quest was like a month ago.
That's right. I was going to say, like, anyway, we did see Galaxy Quest also, but Friday we went on.
Friday's what we had.
That's
Friday
a good movie,
great.
Too.
Friday was not as good as Galaxy Quest
no.
in terms of comedy, I would say, but Friday is a great movie. Oh,
Also, we have a show coming up.
We do. What's the date?
March 22nd.
March 22nd. We're doing...
Mosh Pit.
Mosh Pit,
Kickstand
yes.
Theater. 10:30 that night.
Oh, yeah.
Tickets are $15, and I don't know if they have the ticket link up yet.
No, I don't know. We will. And then I'm going to be working on some art for it, and hopefully, yeah. So, like, that'll be fun. We're going to do It's going to be like a big metal theme, like comedy show. It's going to be fucking great. And Danner and I are going to do like a
What's More Metal segment.
A What's More Metal segment. We're going to do a quick one. And then we'll take some suggestions from the audience for some lightning round shit. It'll be fun. So,
And then the guys from Death Hammer is going to do a improv set.
Yeah. And they're really fucking funny.
They're really good.
So, I would say, like, the times we've done the What's More Metal thing, it's always been super fucking fun and really funny. So, it's
been great.
Come and check that out. So, that'll be great.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's been the episode, everybody. Don't forget to take your vitamins. Make sure you're... Am I skipping shit? You guys are looking back and forth.
No.
Okay.
No. It's been it's been an extremely loose episode,
sorry,
so whatever.
This is the most sober I've ever been for one of these. So, guys, that's been the episode. Thank you so much. Make sure you eat lots of beta carotene, leafy greens.
Oh yeah.
Make sure you're taking those multivitamins every day.
Kale.
And it, you know, during these winter months, you want to take some vitamin D. You want to get mix some extra vitamin D. And by that I mean dick. And guys, also hug your, call your mom for fucking God's sakes. Call your mother and then hail Satan.
Hail Satan.